This is Bloomberg Daybreak. We have a sample of 7 recessions to study. The circumstances and all those yield curve inversions, they're all slightly different. So what next? We're very lucky to have with us this morning Dennis Gartman, economist and publisher of the Gartman Letter. You can take a victory lap with your golden dollar call this morning, Dennis. The headlines, they keep coming. Can you guide us through this? Unlike other inversions, we also had the drop in the longer-dated bond yields, the long bond. How does this add up?
Well, it's actually a very interesting inversion. It's an inversion caused even as the Fed is easing monetary policy and has cut the overnight Fed funds rate one time already, and they'll cut them again. It's the fact that the long end of the curve has yields have fallen rather precipitously. I've been in this market since 1972, and quite honestly, John, I can remember as a member of the Chicago Board of Trade in the bond pit, trading the long bond at a 14.25% coupon.
those were the days.
Those were really the days. It's astonishing to think what we have gone through, a 40-year bull market. Eventually, rates will go higher, but it shall be quite some period of time, and everybody you know has been betting on rates going higher in Japan for 20 years, and yet they continue to make new and lower lows. It is an interesting and difficult world in which we live.
Can I get your reaction to that headline we read before? China says the U.S. is violating the Xi Trump consensus with the new 10% tariff.
We shouldn't be surprised by that. The fact that the President of the United States illogically and badly puts into effect tariffs, to expect the Chinese to have accepted them without doing anything is naive at best. Xi has his own problems with reactionary members within the Politburo who are asking him to do something, not only against the trade circumstances, but what's happening in Hong Kong. So Xi had to make some sort of response, and we shouldn't be surprised by that. Now, what is interesting is how quickly the futures markets here in the United States, and not just the Dow futures, not just the S&P, but gold moved in the other direction, the dollar moved. How quickly things have changed in the past 15 and 20 minutes. A few minutes ago, we had the Dow up 250 futures points from the close. The next thing you knew, they were trading 15 and 20 points lower. It's really quite extraordinary how fast things move these days.
You and I are old enough to remember, as you had mentioned, 14%. I think it was my grandparents who saw yields this low in their lifetimes. And we know what it took to end that cycle. What happens next?
It took war to end that cycle. That's what dismays me. There are so many geopolitical circumstances out there that keep me awake at night. The Kashmir circumstance between India and Pakistan bothers me. The confusion in Spanish elections coming up. The lack or the changing of the guard that's taking place in both Britain and Germany. There are just so many geopolitical circumstances out there. It's hard to go to sleep at night.
And one of the just to illustrate one of the conundrums that takes place, just one example, the falling yields make it harder for pension funds to guarantee an income. The lower yields mean the funds have to buy more bonds and pushes yields further.
I'm the chairman of the University of Akron's endowment, and I'm also on the board of directors of NC State's endowment. And as any endowment will tell you, we usually keep 40% of our endowments in the bond market, and it has forced us to move into the stock market because as we all dance to the tune of Tina, there is no other alternative. People have gone to the stock market, and all of a sudden, that has turned utterly disconcerting. So these are disconcerting times. These are confusing times. And perhaps cash is not such a bad place to be.